For our Friday food feature this week, we're going to talk about restaurant reservations, or to be more specific, canceling them. Maggie Hennessy, food writer and restaurant critic, has a piece on this that I saw in the Sun-Times today. Maggie, good morning. Thanks for being with us. And this is a big problem for restaurants because it affects their bottom line, and also it affects their staffing too, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Really, particularly since the start of this year, when minimum wage went up, restaurants are pretty meticulous about staffing, as well as buying ingredients. And so what will happen is if people cancel last minute, or just don't show up at all, the famous ghosting, which, you know, we're culturally pretty familiar with at this point, unfortunately, it does have this kind of this effect of not just sort of like harried rearranging of the dining room, but potentially financial impact as well. Yeah.
And is that why we're seeing more restaurants ask for a deposit, or they're charging fees on these apps for reservations? Is there more of that? Can we expect more too?
I think we could potentially. Some are really seriously considering it. The impetus for this story is I spoke with the owner of Peanut Park Trattoria, Dave Bonami, who also owns the excellent pizzeria Coal Fire. Valentine's Day fell on a Friday this year. He had something like 52 out of 134 parties cancel last minute or no show, which translated to like $3,000 worth of lost money. And they use reservation platform OpenTable, which gives you a few chances to back out if you're not feeling it. You know, you get the text reminder, you get the email reminder. But he has yet to add a fee. They had them during COVID, but customers were not thrilled with fees. I think they feel a little tricked. So as we kind of got out of COVID, a lot of places got rid of those fees, but because of the bad behavior, particularly the last minute cancellations and no shows, more of them are considering it. For sure, we'll see more of it for large parties. Because if you think about it, a table of 6 to 8, they could have 3 tables pushed together, 2 to 3. So if people back out of that, I mean, that's 2 to 3 different reservations, right, that they're not going to have. So there's a lot of domino effect. And I think a lot of the issue is, like, we'd like to hope people aren't just jerks just to be jerks, right? And so I think some of it also comes from this feeling of, like, oh, well, they'll just fill those tables. It's a busy restaurant. But for places that aren't in super walking, you know, walk-in friendly neighborhoods, or if it's bad weather, there's no guarantee they're going to refill those seats. So, yeah, we might see more fees. There's also the owner of Dear Margaret, Lacey Irby, and I spoke. She uses Tock, the reservation system, and she has actually started tracking people who have a tendency to book and then not show up. She's blocked a few people from being able to make reservations. So, right?
That makes sense, actually. And so if you cancel like 48 hours ahead of time, are the restaurant owners telling you they can live with that?
Yes. The one-off hospitality in particular, I spoke with their head of hospitality and guest services, and David Barbal, and he said, yes, like we'd love 48 hours. If you know, plans change, things happen. I think if they do call and talk to a human being and tell them, you know, maybe I think we're a little afraid of the phone these days.
Well, they're making it harder.
Human beings on both sides, right?
Yeah, I mean, to get right to the restaurant, they want you to go online, don't they?
They do a lot. That's true. Good point. I mean, some of them don't even really. If you call, you get automated. Like, it's an automated voice directing you to their platform, right? So it is hard. But I think the earlier you can let them know you're not coming, the better. Definitely.
Now, my old trick still works. When I call a restaurant and they're jammed up, no reservations, and I say, "Well, if the president called at the last minute and wanted to get a table for 4, could you accommodate him?" And they say, "Yes, absolutely." And then I say, "Well, he's not coming, so can I get a table?" But that's
He's
just
not coming.
Me.
Can I get his table?
We're talking about the problem restaurants have with serial restaurant cancelers. And our guest is food writer Maggie Hennessy. Maggie, there may be some help on the way because there's a restaurant reservation selling apps the apps that have the restaurant reservation feature face a crackdown under an Illinois bill. This is a mm-hmm. proposed law, and what's the status of this?
So the bill, it's the Restaurant Reservation Anti-Piracy Act, introduced in February. It's sitting in the Senate. It was unanimously passed by the House, and essentially it's cracking down on this like sort of black market of these users use bots to snatch up reservations, kind of in the way scalpers secure tickets for sporting events and concerts. I think the difference here is that the scalpers, you know, buying tickets for those events, the money goes to the artist and the venue, even if the ticket is unused. Restaurants, unless they're using like a prepay option, finer dining tasting menu, the restaurant isn't insulated from no-shows. There's similar bills, you know, California, Nevada, Florida. This legislation was adopted, I believe, in New York. So it feels like it could happen. It could pass. So we'll see.
It passed the State House, it would fine apps for unauthorized restaurant reservations. We'll see what happens with that. Now on to a tremendous local business story about Laura Gardner and local potato chips. Tell us about Laura and this product, Maggie.
You bet. So Laura Gardner is like a 20-year consumer packaged goods veteran, currently an Evanston resident, but lived in Chicago for a very, very long time. When she was working for PepsiCo, she was traveling all over the world, and she noticed this thing where, you know, like in Japan, you can get Kobe beef-flavored potato chips, for example, and she's thinking like, you know, we have these really iconic foods like this in Chicago. Obviously, you know, Italian beef, deep dish pizza, Chicago-style hot dogs that aren't just known here, but sort of known and beloved worldwide. And she goes, how come they're not in the snack aisle, being a snack person herself, right? So she was unfortunately one of the hundreds laid off by Foxtrot last spring, and she took a leap. She and her husband, who owns a local branding design company, self-funded through credit cards and bank loans. She said, we're going to build these potato chips that taste like exactly Chicago-style hot dogs, deep dish pizza, and Italian beef sandwiches. She sent me some. I could not believe it. My favorite was Italian beef. I mean, they are bang on, like delicious.
Really?
There's no meat in these. It's just the spice blends. Yeah, it's very cool. It's really been a boots on the ground effort. This week they hit shelves at 15 local markets and delis. Interestingly, Beatrix Market, JP Graziano, Vienna Beef Factory Store, Goddess and Grocer. One of the spots where you can find the chips is Mr. Beef, which has been made famous by the show The Bear. The owner, Chris Zucchero, was a huge fan of the chips when Laura knocked on the door with samples, and actually got them in the hands of the crew of The Bear while they were shooting season 4. So the Bear crew loves these chips.
Well,
too.
Chris knows his foods and snacks, that's
right?
For sure. And
that's right.
did The Bear influence Laura Gardner at all, Maggie?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So part of the impetus was she felt this urgency to do it because there's a big spotlight on Chicago right now, you know, in terms of food. The Bear has been such a huge boon to, and particularly season 2, I think people kind of understood as well, like the depth of our food scene, the reach and prestige in a way, but also reminded people how much they love these iconic Chicago flavors. And also that the James Beard Awards have been hosted here for years. She goes, well, wait a minute, we need someone's got to do a snack, you know, honor these flavors.
Help us get some samples for our breakfast club. And there's another one coming out, right? The Jardinera?
Well, that's right. Hot Jardinera, which, you know, we can't get enough of on our Italian beef sandwiches, is coming out in the next couple weeks. So keep an eye out for that. And her goal is to get into all 77 Chicago neighborhoods. So it shouldn't be too long before they're on shelves everywhere. She's next Garrett popcorn of chips, right? That's the goal.
Why not? Somebody should have thought of that. Laura Gardner, she grew up in Michigan. I love that story. Maggie Hennessy writing about it. Thanks for being with us today, Maggie. Have
Thanks.
A good weekend.
You too. This was such fun, Boss.
Yeah, we'll have you back for sure.